Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, women, children, boys, girls, and degenerates. It is the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast, and we are back. It is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, and we're back for season two of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. I am Matt. And I'm joined, like I was for 19 episodes last season, by the one, the only, one of America's favorite handicappers, Uncle Steve. What is up, my brother?
Matty Ice, what's going on, my man?
Man, we're there.
The dog days of summer are finally over.
They are over. We're getting some cicadas chirping. They're like, little coolness in the morning. You're throwing those kegs over your shoulder. I'm sure it's enjoyable to have a mid 50 degree morning. Or have you had that yet in Nebraska?
Not yet.
Oh,
I'm also not watching marble racing on ESPN, the Ocho anymore, so
well,
that's a
yes.
good sign.
Have you bet on that yet? That's the question.
I have not.
Okay, see, so we at least saved you from falling into total degenerateville. So we're good to go. So for our loyal listeners, you know the deal. It's me, Matt, the absolute greatest handicapper, Uncle Steve. We get together every Wednesday. We break down the week's upcoming NFL and college football. Most of the time, we invite a guest picker to join in on the fun. Usually, they're as horrible as we are at this. So, you're probably wondering what makes this football handicapping podcast different from the million of others out there. Well, handicapping podcasts are recorded to help listeners find the edge in the upcoming games and win money. Podcast hosts range from the nation's best handicappers, ex-NFL players, and executives to everyday football fans who live and breathe the game of football. Steve and I are no different. Well, we're a little different from ex-NFL players, but we love the game of football. And we are just two dudes who get together every Wednesday to talk about the upcoming games and give you a little insight into how you should probably bet these things. So we think we'll be entertained each week by our unique insights into the games. But what all podcasts really want to do is make their listeners some money. And yes, we know if you follow any handicapper on Twitter, they'll tell you that they're 23 and one in their last 24. They've hit 30 in a row. They're 88% on the season on 10 unit plays. Steve, how much truth do we think is in those numbers?
Not much.
Not
Not much
much.
at all.
And I think, in my terms, I would call it a whole load of bullshit, is what that is. If anybody tracks your results, we know that any handicapper, any podcaster out there, if they post every single bet that they give out, every single bet that they are guaranteeing hits, the best, the absolute best in the business are sitting around 58% for their win totals. And that's a good number. And while it doesn't seem great, 58% when played correctly makes a nice little season for wagering. So, do Uncle Steve and I hit 58%? Steve, what do you think?
Negative.
Negative. Absolutely not. So, why do you listen to us if we don't hit 58%? Well, chances are we're going to hit the complete opposite. Absolutely, last year, documented in our podcast, our tweets, if you want to go look it up, we can. And this year, on our new website, steamingpileofpicks.com, we're going to give you the week in, week out stats of every pick we make. And last year, 2021, Steve and I were a combined 41%.
lot of money for the listeners.
That would be 59% for our listeners if you just go straight against Uncle Steve's picks and my picks. And I know that's hard because we seem pretty informed and we actually do a lot of homework for these games. But for some reason, week in and week out, we just stink. So make sure you tell your friends and family to give us a listen. You got a Wednesday evening, a Thursday afternoon, or Friday, which we like the best. As soon as you get off work, hit that play button on whatever medium you listen to your podcast on, Spotify, Anchor.fm, wherever you go, give us a listen, subscribe to it so it hits your feed as soon as it's out. Follow us on Twitter at PilePicks, and we will give you the episode as soon as it comes out. Give it a listen, laugh a little bit at our crazy ways and Uncle Steve's general picks for the week, and take it to the window. And we hope that you'll make money, even though we are not making money. So are you still there, Steve? That was like crazy. You know me. I don't, man, a few words. I'm a man of more words than you, but I'm a man of few words.
Correct. One thing I will mention is we're not going to give you a money line on a team that's favored by 24, as some of the so-called pros do.
Yes.
That builds up their percentages. We're not going to do that.
No, we'll give a money line bet once in a while, but probably 9 times out of 10, it's on a dog, right?
Yeah, 7-point dog usually.
The awful 7. Yes, it is. So sit back, enjoy the show, enjoy the season, tell your friends and family about it, subscribe, and here we go. Let's dive into week 0 in college football. There's only a few games, so we're only going to have 3 games apiece. We're also going to give you a few win totals on the season in the NFL and college world. So, Steve, as we always do, you start us out. Where are you going in week 0 college football?
Well, week 0, we're going to start with Wyoming and Illinois. This is a 3 o'clock central time kickoff. Illinois is favored by 11, got the over under 44. Wyoming bring back 8 starters is all they're bringing back. With this transfer portal, we got people going left, right. Hard to keep track of where they're at nowadays. Lost their quarterback, which very key player, Levi Williams is gone. They brought in Andrew Peasley from Utah State. He was a backup for 4 years. He's now their projected starter.
6-year guy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wyoming's offensive line's always good. Their skill positions are a little untested this year. So we'll see. The defense has always played tough, even though they don't bring back a whole lot. They did bring a few guys out of the portal from Power 5 conferences, but that still does to me. I don't know. Why are they transferring from a Power 5? Because they weren't good enough to play there, more than likely.
Guessing so.
Illinois's got Bleem in his second year. I think he's a great coach. Different cat, but a good coach. He's going to have a question mark at quarterback also. He's got that transfer from Rutgers, and can't remember the other guy that's battling it out. The running back should be good. The line was pretty shaky last year, so we'll see. The defense is strong. Opening game, I'm going to go with Wyoming plus 11 and the under of 44.
You're going Wyoming plus 11 and the unders.
And the unders of 44. I think it's going to be a ground out game. And
Just grinding out and low scoring and see what happens, huh?
Yep,
Wow.
24-17 type game.
All right, I got you. That math adds up to the unders, even for me. Just as a note, you're going against 2021's best coach against the spread in Bielema, as he was 8-4 last year. 6-3 is a dog, Steve. So here we go.
We know I'm an eye tester, Matt. I'm a stats
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. All right. Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, it's pretty early in the season to know what the heck's going on with the 18, 22-year-olds who are now getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a like local heating and air conditioning commercial. I don't know how these guys are going to perform. It's hard. There's not a lot of loyalty. There's not a lot of so much transferring going on. But what is consistent is coaching. And so my three games are going to come down to not X's and O's and film and that, like you just covered. Mine are going to come down to the Willies, the Seths, and the Scots. So I'll dive into my first game, and that's going to be Charlotte at Florida Atlantic. And it looks like on this one, Florida Atlantic is at home. And they are a 7-point favorite. That dreaded 7 points, if you're the favorite. Florida Atlantic coming off a 5-7 season in 2021. In 2021, Florida Atlantic beat Charlotte pretty handily, 38-9. After failing to score more than 17 points in any of its last four games in 2021, Willie Taggart, the new coach as of 2020 at Florida Atlantic, fired his offensive coordinator. He brought in a guy from Middle Tennessee State who's going to lead his 6-year starting quarterback. So he's got a little experience there. Charlotte's side, they're also coming off a 5-7 season in 2021. And they were 1-5 on the road last year. So not a great road team. So what do the aforementioned stats tell you about this year's game? Absolutely nothing. But it does show I did my homework. Steve insists I do my homework every week before I come onto this show. So I did my homework, but where am I going to focus? The coaches. This one, Willie Taggart. Came to Florida Atlantic in 2020 as one of the hottest coaches in the nation. For a 10-year period in the early 2000s, Florida Atlantic had Howard Schnellenberger, and he had a pretty good run. He made some bowl games and had winning seasons all but two. And then they came out of the gates after Howard called it good and hired Carl Pelini. Well, we know how that ended.
Whoops.
Whoops, a little powder, a little booger sugar got that guy in trouble. And then Charlie Partridge they hired, and I don't think anybody knows who that is, but he went 3-9 three seasons in a row, and then they got their guy Lane Kiffin. We all love Lane, and he won a lot of games in his 3 years, but then he moved on to play big boy football. And now they brought in Willie Taggart in 2020 as the next Lane Kiffin. But as I mentioned earlier, this game is about coaches, and this podcast is about gambling. And Willie Taggart is the number 102 coach against the spread in Power Five coaches. Yes, I said that. 102. There's only 108 Power Five. On top
Some
of
serious
that,
homework.
that is serious homework, Steve. I have my list of what coaches who stink against the spread. Willie Taggart stinks against the spread. On top of being the 102nd ranked coach in the nation, he is 3-6 as a home favorite And he's 5-9 against conference opponents in Conference USA. And he's 3-7 just straight up at home. So Charlotte's coach, Will Healy. Are you kidding me? I don't care what he is. He's not 103, 104, 105, 106, 107. So he's better than Willie Taggart. So I'm taking Charlotte +7 in Boca Raton on Saturday night under the lights. Where are you going next?
You can get that money line for 225.
Oh, no, I probably should, but I'm not going to go with the money line 7 number yet. I save that for special occasions.
A little early in the year, huh?
A little early in the year, but it wouldn't hurt. We always sprinkle a little on the straight 7 number. So where are you going?
All right, we're going to go to UConn at Utah State. Another 3 o'clock kickoff here. 26.5 and 59.5 for the numbers. Assuming you guys all know that Utah State is the favorite.
Yes, UConn. I don't know the last time they've been favored in a game. But.
So we talked about Wyoming and their quarterback leaving for, he transferred to Utah State so they just kind of switched quarterbacks there.
All right.
I think Utah State got the better deal with him, Levi Williams, at the I only saw him play once last year. That was a bowl game. Dual threat quarterback. Yeah, I think he had about 18 carries for a couple hundred yards, 3 or 4 touchdowns, threw for 125, 150, another touchdown or two. So, like I said, Utah State got the better end of this deal. Their running game last year was so-so. I think this will help having him back there. Their defense gave up 24 points or less 7 out of the last 9 games. So they stepped up a little bit. UConn, who has been one of the worst programs in the last 5 or 6 years, went out and got a home run hire. They hired Jim Mora Jr. Formerly of UCLA.
Yes, did well there.
Last year, they had the least efficient offense in the country and the second worst scoring in the country. They did get a quarterback transfer out of Penn State, Taquan Robinson. So we'll see how this guy turns out. Defense is pretty young last year. Can they improve? Sure, they can't go any farther down. I'm going to go with the under on this one. I think they're not going to score much. Utah State's probably going to score, but under 59.5 is my play on this one.
Under 59.5. All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to stick with, I guess that's Conference USA. I'm going to stick with North Texas at UTEP. Of course, why wouldn't I? It's a pick 'em, and it's never a good sign when the books can't even pick an opening week on who should be favored in conference game. But I kind of did a little homework, and I figured out why. North Texas coming off a 6-7 campaign in 2021. And UTEP 7-6. North Texas was 5-3 in Conference USA, while UTEP was 4-4. So that balances that out. North Texas has beat UTEP 2 years in a row, by 3 last year and 2 the prior year. So you start to see a trend. These teams kind of know each other and the coaches know each other. Dana Demmel, the coach of UTEP, has been around for 4 years. North Texas coach Seth Luttrell, been around for 6. So these teams and coaches know each other. But if it comes down to week 0, I'm going to go with coaches. So let's take a look at where these guys land from a gambling perspective, since this is a gambling show. We already covered who is the 102nd worst coach against the spread in my previous game, Willie Taggart. But I don't have to scroll very far to find out Seth Luttrell, the coach of North Texas, is the 87th ranked coach in the United States against the spread at 34-40-1. And in conference games, he's 19-29. Just completely sticking up to place there. Dana Dimmel doesn't send gamblers running to the window by any means by his against the spread record. He's right at 50%. And just a straight up coin flipper. But he is a game above 500 on the road. And he's two games above 500 in conference. So while I've got two really bad coaches against the spread, they know each other. I am going to go with the one who has the better record against the spread, and that's UTEP. In a pick'em game, I'm taking the Miners at home. How about you, Steve?
I do remember luckily UTEP is not playing in the Eastern time zone, as they have never won a game in the Eastern time zone in their whole existence. That's pretty crazy.
That is great. Like, even chance would usually have you win one game, but that's a good stat. I do remember you sending that to me a few weeks ago. That's hard to comprehend. But they're going to win this one on Saturday in the state of Texas.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the last game of the day on Saturday. 9:30 kickoff. We got Vanderbilt -8.5 at Hawaii. Vanderbilt, their offense is miserable. They almost lost to UConn. Their defense is not good. But they play in the SEC, not the Mountain West.
That is true.
Hawaii has returned 5 starters after a mass exodus due to their old coach, Todd Graham, being hated so much, which led him to getting fired. Chang, and anybody that watched Midnight Football years ago remembers Timmy Chang. He just chucks it around. He chucked it around the field, and I think that's what he's going to do here. They lost 10 starters on defense. So, which obviously their defense wasn't very good, so that might be
maybe a good thing.
But I think both teams are going to score a lot here. I'm going with the over 54.5 on this one.
Overs on that thing. All right. There is Uncle Steve in true Uncle Steve fashion. Loves himself some overs and unders. That's too much math for me to do. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the Nebraska-Northwestern game. Nebraska is now favored by 13.5.
Hold on tight, Scotty.
What?
Nielsen.
What?
I'm telling our listener, Scotty, to hold on tight for this
hold
one.
On really tight for this one. Don't go by any electrical outlets. High awnings or deep water. Yes, you're right. An early look at the preseason national champion is what we see here. Nebraska Cornhuskers are traveling to the motherland, Dublin, Ireland. Nebraska has a revamped coaching staff, great recruiting class, nailed some NIL deal. I mean, nailed some talented portal players, have won over some of the media. Their coach is making a little less money than last year, but we won't mention that. And of course, Husker Nation has them as a dark horse to win the Big Ten this year. I was in Dublin a couple months ago, and I loved every pint I drank while I was there. on paper, this is an absolute blowout game. Hence the line movement. Started out this summer at 9.5, 9, maybe 10. Now it's ballooned out to 13.5. I'm guessing that has a little to do with the beatdown the Huskers put on the Wildcats last year in Lincoln. What was it, 56 to 7 or something crazy like that?
Something like that.
However, that was really the only game all season the Huskers really looked like a complete team. And oh, by the way, in case you kind of looked at last year's schedule, that's the last time Nebraska's won a game. After beating Northwestern on October 2nd, 2021, they went on a six-game skid to end the season at 3-9. So Northwestern must be on fire. No, their season was just as shitty. They were 3-9 as well. After getting taken behind the woodshed in Lincoln, they squeaked past Rutgers, and then they went on their own six-game losing streak. So both of these teams are entering this game on a six-game losing streak. Northwestern got outscored 68 to 215 in the last six games. I don't know who's like confident going into this game other than the preseason hype that is Nebraska football. So what does this thing boil down to? I've got to go to my list, and my list is coaches who stink against the spread. I've got my list pulled up. We were at number 102. Now we're down to number 87 with Seth. And looky, looky here. Number 79 on the list. Can you guess who that is?
Scotty.
Scotty Frost. Here he is. Number 79 in the nation against the spread. And by the way, that took a huge jump last year because he did go 7-5 last year. But prior to that, he was right around the 101, 102 range. Well, I don't usually side with Pat Fitzgerald because he's very suspect against the spread, especially at home. He's not at home. It's a neutral field. And if you really dive into his against the spread numbers in conference, he is 70-63-1, which is 6.5 games above 500. And as an underdog, 60-45. That's a decent little clip as a dog. Despite the thrashing that the Huskers gave Northwestern last season, despite huge talent discrepancies in Nebraska's favor, despite the Husker preseason hype, this two-touchdown spread is too many, so I'm taking the Wildcats at plus 13.5.
Well, and that's – Fitzgerald has a pretty good streak going of winning the conference, going 3-9, winning the conference, going 3-9. So over there at Northwestern, they have to rebuild. They're not getting the transfer kids, obviously.
NIL.
They'll get one or two, but he builds his team up. So if they're young and getting beat on, he's fine with that because the next year they usually come out and play pretty well.
There you go. So I hope the Huskers come out as a win. Yes, everybody knows. We're a bit of Husker fans, but I don't see them covering 13.5 on the day. All right, Steve, we're going to flip the page to some season predictions. Are you NFL or college, or what's your thoughts?
Well, we're going to start with college. I started looking at this a while back, and what I've written has changed a little bit. I had Georgia under 11.5 wins at minus 180. I looked today, and it's down to 11 wins at minus 125. Mm-hmm. So their schedule's not overly tough, but coming off, that's just hard to win every game every year. So they play Kentucky on the road. They play at South Carolina, and Tennessee is going to be a much improved team this year with Hendon Hooker coming back at quarterback. So I'm going to go under that 11.5. If you can get it, under 11 now is probably what you're going to get, but you'll get at least a push out of that at worst.
Yeah, you were very successful in those couple of season totals you bet last year with Alabama and Clemson all losing. And they were early on. I think you were able to cash that ticket in about week before midseason, I believe it was.
Yep.
So, all right. Do you have another college one? Because all of mine are pro. No, I do have a college one. Never mind. I'll go college here. I'm going to go with the Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes over under total is 8.5. I'm going with the overs on this. New coach, Mario Cristobal.
Turnover chain.
Yep, got to wear the turnover. Plus, they have those glowing uniforms in one of the weeks that are just like neon and they glow in the dark, and that has to give them a winner. So, like, there's no way they're going to lose that game. They have 12 games, so they can lose three. Well, they're going to lose to Clemson. There's one. Probably losing to A&M, but who knows? I don't know what to make of A&M this year. And then they play Bethune-Cookman, Southern Miss, Middle Tennessee State, North Carolina, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh. Like, okay, I don't know that I can find three losses in that, especially with no more Manny Diaz. And they have a freshman quarterback who ended the season at, he was 6-3 his last 9 games. Threw for over 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 6 picks as a freshman. So I feel like the new quarterback or new coach and a sophomore quarterback who did really well as a freshman can find a way to win with 2 games more than what they're kind of thinking. So I'm going overs.
Do you remember Adrian Martinez's freshman?
I do, yeah.
A lot of hype on that guy after that year.
There was. But I don't think he threw for 25 TDs and 6 picks. He just ran a lot. And we all know those guys get hurt when they run a lot. All right, you sticking with college? Or where are you going?
Yeah, we're going to go LSU. I had him over 6.5 at -145. Just looked recently. It's now at 7, but you're at +112. You get some plus money on this one. And I think, they've always had the talent down there. The coaching staff kind of went haywire last couple years after they won the national championship. Kind of got away from who they were, I thought. Not that I'm a huge fan of Brian Kelly, but I think he brings them back. They're going to get 8 wins at least this year. So that 7 with plus money is a good bargain, I think.
There you go. Get a little plus money, and all of a sudden you're in, especially if it hits, right? Well, I'm going to flip to the NFL over-under win totals. And I'm going to start in Las Vegas, my beloved city. And there's a lot of hype going on for the Raiders this year, but I just can't buy this hype. Their over-under win totals are 9. I love the hype for the city. The venue is absolutely electric. You got Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, probably one of the top 3 trios in the league. Add Hunter Renfro in there, and that gives you a pretty sweet arsenal of weapons. Max Crosby, Perryman, Hobbs, Joe, like the team seems to be stacked, but they're missing a very key thing, and that's a quarterback. And I don't think Derek Carr is somebody who's going to lead you through the gauntlet that is that division, and they're out of division play. They got to get to 10 to get to over, and 10-7 season seems crazy to me. So I'm going unders Raiders at 9.
All right. I'm going with a player total on this next pick.
Whoa.
Which is always risky to do due to injuries and everything, but I've got Joe Burrow over 34.5 touchdown passes. He's got a year and a half under his belt. We saw what he did at the end of last year. He's got better and better and better. So I think if he stays healthy, that over 34.5 will be pretty easily attainable early. You won't have to sweat it out on week 15, 16, 17.
Yeah, Jamar might catch 30 by week 10, according to his goals. Never know. Never know. Came a long ways from a guy who couldn't see the ball last preseason. So it's all right. I am going to go with you got one more after this?
I just I have a long shot Heisman. Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei or whatever his name is.
Yes. You said that better than I would have.
Obviously a very down year for him last year. I look for him to come back. They got a pretty easy schedule, and we all know if you're 9-10-1, 11-1, you're going to get some looks at the Heisman. So
there you
that's
go.
My long shot pick there. He's a plus 5,600 last I looked.
Oh, yeah, that's a decent little payday if you sprinkle some money on that thing. Well, I'm going to end the picks then on a very lackluster pick, but the Atlanta Falcons, 4.5 games. And I feel like the overs are the play here. They play the Panthers twice, which I love them, but sorry, not going to be a good year. They play the Saints twice. Then they play out of conference. They play the Browns, Seahawks, and Bears. You can't sneak 5 games out of those 7. I feel like that's a pretty good number. I don't think they're going to light the world on fire, but I'm thinking 6, maybe even 7 wins for the Falcons this year. So 4.5 is a gift to me, in my opinion. Anything else? Any parting words or just ready to go for the season?
I'm ready to rip on this Saturday.
Yes, I am. It's been a long I was looking. It was a little almost 8 months ago that we ended last season. So it's going to be good. As always, we're going to have plenty of guest pickers. It will be some of our usuals, maybe some new ones. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a large money-making handicapper on, which everybody's on their edge of their seat for, I'm sure. But then we'll have our go-to guys who, well, they're probably more in line with the steaming pile mantra, and you should probably go against them. So I'm guessing there's no final parting words from you.
Negative.
Negative from Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve, it's been good. I'm glad to be back. I'm ready to rock. As always, follow us on Twitter at Pile Picks, because Uncle Steve, when the sun goes down, what does he do?
He loses.
In theory, he gets hotter. But it's really the lattes that keep flowing throughout the day, and he kind of thinks he becomes bulletproof by the end of the night. So I love when Uncle Steve texts me a pick at about 6, 6:15 for those late games. You can take those to the bank, or probably shouldn't. Otherwise, new to this year, our website, steamingpileofpicks.com. I'm going to try my best. Like, I built that thing from the ground up, and believe me, I'm a 47-year-old dude that has no technological skills. So bear with me if it's terrible, but you'll be able to click the show right on steamingpileofpicks.com and listen each week. If you are also challenged in the technology field and you don't subscribe and don't know how to get on Anchor or Spotify or any of those, you can just go to steamingpileofpicks.com, click on that link and do it. And we have an email address, steamingpileofpicks@gmail.com. If you want to hear anything, you want to guess pick or whatever, send us an email. All right, Uncle Steve. As they always say in the business world, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. But as we say on this podcast, if you step in it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night, and let's have a good season.